Sims.
That's why, you know, that's why we can't give Richard the Richard Award, because there's other Richards that I'm aware of.
Oh. Wow. That's sadly a legit
dead
reason.
Richards.
Yeah, but Richard Nixon's pretty famous.
Do you know which handcuff?
Famous,
why,
right?
would you, why are you killing him?
No,
we
I
gave
lost
the award
Nixon.
To Richard Nixon. We
oh,
gave it to Nixon.
Gotcha, okay.
I'm just saying, I lost to a dead man. A disgraced dead man.
But a presidentially disgraced dead man.
This is true.
You're also assuming it was between you and the dead man.
Right.
You've missed there no Richard the Yeah. There's Richard, Richard Lionheart.
Richard Burton.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
Dick Tracy.
Richard no, he's Tracy. A dick, he's not a Richard.
Yeah, that's very different. That's very different.
I think you can say that on the radio.
I can if it's about the name.
It's not radio, it's podcast.
Okay, can you?
Yeah.
Yes, you can. It's
and
name.
Also, it's a podcast. We're not under FCC
So it's a
rules.
Name, you can say it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And welcome back to Even More Mashed Up, a podcast brought to you from Misericordia University, where we talk about all things pop culture. I am Patrick.
And I'm Alan. That was a dynamic lead. I appreciate it. Today, we're going to do some summer movies.
That did not feel genuine.
Oh, it God. Wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah. It was authentically.
I may not have been ready.
Really?
Even
really?
Though you said you were?
Felt a little but you did say, well, never mind.
No, I said I'm always ready. I didn't say I was
you said
ready.
You were
born ready.
Born right. ready. That means you're ready.
I
all
was
the
born
time.
If you are born ready, you are ready
I
now.
I was born 44 years ago. A lot's happened.
Oh, you mean you were born ready, but you've lost the readiness. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, well played, sir.
I meant it very literally.
Yeah.
Wordplay. So, today, did I even introduce myself?
I don't think you did.
I think you said I'm Alan.
You did.
Okay, good. So I'm Alan. And
we
did today,
introduce Richard or Dan.
We
That's
usually
okay.
wait on Richard.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was saying, you, me first, then Richard.
Yeah. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We'll welcome Richard in a couple minutes.
All right, then I'll wait.
As per usual. today we're doing a show that I think we should call, tell me what you think, I'm working on titles. Ocean Motion Pictures.
No? That's real great for SEO.
Ocean Motion
That's really
pictures.
Terrible.
Ocean Motion? They're motion pictures about the ocean?
No. It should just be Pirates of Baywatch.
Showdown on the High Seas?
Baywatch of the Caribbean.
Like Showdown
actually,
on the
no,
high
that
seas.
One's not too bad.
Yeah.
Showdown on the Way. High Seas.
You don't like Ocean Motion Pictures?
No.
No.
You got it's the ocean motion.
Yeah, no, we no. Don't explain it.
The motion we ties them together.
But it sounds like a really bad like 70s B.
Yeah, the problem
C
is you're trying
movie.
To. You're
Doesn't that sound brilliant? That
no,
Dan,
you're trying.
What better captures the spirit animal of this show than an early 1970s BC movie?
Early 1980s.
No, that's the spirit of you.
And I am the show. At least half of it.
Your Patronus is literally just the MTV astronaut. When you summon your Patronus, it's that guy.
No, my Patronus is Whitesnake. It's
Whitesnake. Whitesnake?
That's my Patronus.
Really?
I'm trying to think of something quintessentially
80s. Aren't they
the
ones that burned down a bar in Rhode Island?
You're
know.
Not thinking of Tawny Katane, are you?
Yeah, that's Whitesnake.
That's Great White.
Oh, great.
That burned down the... Yeah. No, that she's not in Whitesnake. She was only the model in their films.
Yeah. Their videos, you mean? They didn't do films.
Those
thank
films.
I assume that your Patronus was.
They
Tawny
were so
Katane.
Good. They
no,
was
no, no,
films.
No, no.
It's David Coverdale. There is no way David.
No, it's not
Coverdale.
David. No, it's just a white.
Is
snake.
Your Patronus?
Can I say it's a White Lion? Because then it's White Lion.
Oh God!
I love that song so much. I had the single of White Lion.
You had the single.
I had the single of that song.
They made singles.
Time out.
Yeah. What a tremendous waste of time,
I've,
money,
well,
and tape.
Oh, well, hold on. I owned plenty of cassette singles.
Yeah.
I've
really?
Never heard of them called as singles.
Yeah, they're singles.
You're both.
What are you talking
You're both
about?
In the wrong here. Like buying one and then calling it.
Oh,
a single.
I own. So you, a song would come out, and rather than buy the entire album,
you would buy for like $2.99.
Right, you
used
get
to
the
buy
single.
A little the tiny record.
No.
Before, oh, I have those
before
too.
The single,
well, yeah,
there
yeah.
was the tiny little record.
Yeah.
Well,
you had to put the little fancy little.
Yeah,
little
line, the little plastic groovy
little plastic doohickey in
yeah.
the middle to make it work.
I got
on
a lot
the
of those plastic doohickeys.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But no, the cassette
I used them
single.
As throwing stars.
And on the B-side was whatever song they were promoting. That
yeah,
was
I never,
the next
never bought a cassette.
I have so many.
I've got
so
a bunch. I've still got my cassettes.
I have cassette tapes all over the place,
yeah.
But I do not have any cassettes.
I have a handful of cassettes.
I have hundreds.
And they're totally called cassettes.
I mean, obviously.
I have iTunes.
John Oates would be your real Patronus, but it's too easy. So you're like... Like, we need to look more deeply into your psyche.
No.
Where
you know what my Patronus is?
What's that?
John Oates' mustache.
I expect to put a drone in that big mustache.
Big mustache. That thing protects you from so many Dementors. It's crazy.
Yeah, it comes from a high school cafeteria nearby.
Yeah. I feel like this is telling about how interesting these movies are.
Oh, yeah.
We've completely given
Doing
up
everything we can.
Did we even? Yes.
Well, I'm waiting for you to give me my Patronus.
A mullet.
That's not bad.
Wow. Yeah, I say it.
Well, Vicky did post
not
that
just
picture
any mullet,
recently on the
your
Facebook.
Mullet.
Yeah, we've seen that.
Yeah, that mullet is your Patronus.
Yeah, it was a good mullet. At a time when mullets works, hey, if you're buying Kasingles, you don't get to judge people. All right, man? So I'm just saying.
He's not buying
you
them.
You bought a Kasingle, you don't get it, you know,
listen,
to criticize the mullet.
Okay.
But with the Kasingles, we can hide our shame.
Except for the part where you talk about it.
But that's, again, our, we can also reveal our shame.
Huh? Oh, I have boxes
well,
of
I do not have a mullet
well.
Anymore, so I've hidden
but,
my shame.
But there,
except
there's
for
evidence.
Except posting it on Facebook.
Yeah, there's evidence
yeah.
of the mullet.
Yeah.
So anyway, Ocean Motion Pictures.
No. No.
No.
Showdown on the high seas, yeah. matey.
Yeah.
More like letdown.
Shall we
the
start
high
with
seas.
Pirates?
Yes. Did
Dead
we say
men
did we say the two
tales.
Movies we're talking about?
Yeah, we're also
nope.
going to talk about Baywatch.
Yes. I'm saying, like,
doesn't Ocean Motion Pictures explain it all?
No.
No.
I think it captures the entirety.
They're probably thinking we're doing like the Ocean's 11 trilogy.
Or like Sharknado.
Those would be fun to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
We need to split that needs to happen.
I could talk about that like, from memory right now.
And that's the reason why we will
okay,
not do it.
Yep, you just
you know what sounds way better? Pirates of the Caribbean.
Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Richards made the movie appealing.
We're
going to
tell some tales about Pirates of the Caribbean.
I hate you all.
Really? So Ocean Motion Pictures doesn't work, but we're going to tell some tales?
Yes.
You know what that is? It's a wonderful pun.
It is.
Oh, come on!
Because you know what? Of the two of us, I'm the punner.
Your ability to play with words is wondrous.
It is.
I really wish I hadn't hit record.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Pirates.
The Dan Kimbrough story.
What do you got?
You know what I got.
What you got?
I got numbers, baby.
Ugh.
So Rich, in 2 weeks.
Why didn't you stop me?
I don't. Yeah, it's like
he's totally he's catatonic. Yeah. He's staring into the green screen.
Like, I'm just, you know,
imagining a place without numbers.
The green yeah. screen is his happy place.
So here's what I find interesting. It is the fifth Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
That's not particularly interesting to me
at all.
So they made five.
No. They made five.
No, stop. That's fascinating. It's a fascinating number.
Moving on from numbers.
Moving on to the interesting part.
Are we done with numbers now?
Sweet.
Gets none of the message. Like, he can't read the room at all. He thinks we're really misunderstanding what the number was.
Yeah. It's the fifth Pirates movie, but it only comes in sixth of all pirate movies.
Because it's bad.
Can you guess what the one non-Pirates movie is?
In the top six grossing Pirates films of all time.
Yes.
Include
all
five Pirates of the Caribbean.
All five Pirates of the Caribbean and something else.
Wait, what was the film? How did you say that film?
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Caribbean.
That's
Pirates
not
of the Chiropractor.
You said like Pirates of the Chimera or something.
No, yeah, I said Caribbean.
No, you're way off.
Actually, that's not a bad tough film title.
Did you ever listen
to
the show?
So I listen to it in my mind. It's so good.
It's
well,
really,
half of the show is really awesome.
It's really
And then
smart.
As I have now a silence, it's
so,
weird.
So there's six top grossing Pirates films.
Yes.
And number five is already in that?
Yes.
Is it the least of them?
It is the least of them. It is okay. Number six.
Like what's the difference between five and six?
It's over 120 million behind the last one right now.
But,
awesome.
But
it's way behind.
But it's still got sea legs.
It does.
Oh God.
Jesus. Come on. Give me credit for that one.
I think it's stuck in Davy Jones' locker.
Wow. Who's the wordsmith now? It's got sea legs.
Oh, I could be anywhere
God.
But here.
It does not have good legs, though, does it?
No.
It's not done.
Sea or otherwise. But you still haven't answered my question.
So, pirate.
The
Sinbad.
One non-pirates pirate.
I can't
Sinbad
think
the
of
sailor.
One.
Nope.
Oh, the Princess Bride.
Nope.
The Dread Pirate Roberts.
Oh.
Nope.
Boy, other pirate films.
I can't think.
Can I get a decade?
No, because I didn't look that up.
So it's an old. Is it an old film?
It's older. It's relatively modern-ish.
It's in color, right?
Is it the?
No, I think it's 20th century.
Is it the one with Goldie Hawn?
It is Hook.
Oh, never mind.
Boom! It is Hook.
Oh, the one with Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
Yes, exactly. Overboard.
Yeah. However,
I tried to watch that movie in the '80s and I couldn't.
However, Dead Men Tales is only $2 million behind Hook right now.
Wasn't he also Captain Ron?
Yes,
he was. Yes. Yeah.
So it's only $2 million behind Hook.
Behind Hook. So we will eventually move up to the top five.
I'm going to ask you the question.
Maybe not.
You can't answer again.
Yeah.
What? Inflation adjusted numbers.
Richard.
Don't think these work. Box Office Mojo, from which I get these numbers.
Do you know?
Does
do you know what the? Do you know what Hook has?
It's an improvement.
What?
Do you know what the Hook takes?
I did not. No, I did not.
You don't know how much Hook made?
No. Well, wait a minute. No, Hook
you
must
said it was,
Hook must be at about like 120 because Pirates is at 117 right now, and
let's
it's 2 million
Hook's
behind.
At 120. All right. And Hook was made when 1980 something.
No, wasn't it 90s?
Yeah, had to be 90s.
Yeah, I think it's
was
90s.
It? Yeah.
It had to have been.
It's Robin Williams, right?
Do you know anything?
Yeah, but it's post-Dead Poets Society Robin Williams.
So it's not late 80s?
I feel like it's like 91, 92.
I
want to
say it's 90s.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what, 1990?
Just look up Hook. There aren't that many Hook movies.
See when Hook was made and then do the math. It's a two-stage problem.
It's rich.
Yeah, okay. It's one stage. So at least a third stage.
Find out what your Hook was made in.
While Rich is doing that.
Yes. Oh, more numbers?
It's also number 7 amongst swashbucklers.
How is that
that's
category?
I don't
how
know.
Is that different?
Well, you'll see how it's different.
How does Box Office Mojo define pirates and swashbucklers?
You'll figure that out when you figure out which two movies are ahead.
Dread Pirate Robert.
No.
Princess Bride.
They're not pirate movies.
Swashbucklers aren't pirates. Are they people who wield swords?
Yes. I think that's literally what it is.
Zorro?
No, Zorro is actually right behind pirates.
Prince of Persia?
Prince of Persia.
Prince is part of the title of one.
Prince of Tides?
No.
Oh.
Prince of Thieves.
Prince of Thieves
is one of them, yes. Okay. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Wait, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Okay. I was thinking of the Jake Gyllenhaal. Wasn't he a
Prince of Persia?
No, that's a bad movie.
It didn't matter. We're talking about swashbucklers.
We're talking about money.
Hey, Rich, bad monies make film all the time in this country.
Yeah.
Bad money?
Bad money makes... No, that's accurate. Money, yes. No, but that is accurate.
Bad money makes films, and bad films make money.
It's all true. It's all true.
Speaking of money,
never do a doubleheader.
You still haven't figured out what the other one is. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Swashbuckler.
Is it a really old one?
It's not really old.
Is it Errol Flynn?
No. It is. It's a spinoff of a franchise.
Spinoff of a franchise.
With a sword?
Yes.
Oh, it's Puss in Boots.
It is Puss in Boots.
Ah,
boom! There's some knowledge dropped right.
Well done.
You did not think I would get Puss in Boots.
I did not think. No, I did not.
Not your typical swashbuckling film.
Wait, yeah. That did better than Dead Man Tell No Tales?
Yes, so far. Yes.
What's the difference?
I did not write that down.
What good are
Mr. Numbers over here?
No numbers.
I do have Hook numbers.
Wait.
Hook numbers.
Note to self: they want more numbers.
Damn it!
And I got to give the people what they want.
Rich, what do you
got? Hook number is 215 million.
That's got to be adjusted.
Yeah.
Yes. That is.
That's why we asked.
That's literally what I just
didn't
looked
we just
up.
Ask him to adjust it?
I wasn't paying attention because it was Richard.
You told me the number. Why would I tell you a different one and just say that's right?
Because you're Richard.
Yeah. Wow. Accurate.
Ouch. I've got one more number.
Yep.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
Critics versus audiences. What do you think it's going to be?
I'm going to guess for pirates,
mm-hmm.
Low critic and mildly low audience.
No.
I'm going to go 28-38.
It's 29 with critics.
That's good.
It's 70 with audiences.
No.
You've got to be kidding me.
As of yesterday, yeah.
Wow.
I believe it. It's a franchise. It's built around Disney. Yeah. Kids will go see it in their teens and they think it's okay.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the film. There's nothing great about it.
Right.
It's fine.
It's a film based on a ride. How could it go wrong?
And let me say.
Five times.
I kind of pulled a Richard. And I went to see the movie for free.
So did I.
With a free drink.
Uh-huh. And a free
popcorn.
But was that the understanding going in?
All free.
Yes.
Oh, so that's not like
Richard. I
didn't
pull a Rich that way. I didn't show up and like approach strangers looking for somebody to pay.
You didn't show up, see the group that was there, see it for free, and kind of glom onto them.
That's what I understand.
Excuse me, are you seeing a movie for free? Because I would like to join you.
So anyway, some local company was like inviting people to come see it for free.
Lightspeed.
You
want to
know why? Because it's terrible.
Yeah.
Hey, you know
those
what?
Those are the people who
see,
can no, watch
the
it for free are the ones
not
who are
terrible.
Viewing
it's
on tomatoes.
Just meh.
Oh, okay.
Here's what I said. It was free, and so for
it was definitely worth
the
price of admission.
It made it seem okay to me.
All right.
Like, it was not great, but not paying for it made it seem
it's
like,
not great, and it's not a necessary film, because the entire plot of the film is to wrap up the storyline from the third movie where Will Turner got cursed. And so 10 years later, we're answering, this is how he got uncursed.
But
which
there's
is not
more
a question I think anyone
no,
really
no,
cares
answered.
About.
There's more to the plot than that.
No, there's really not.
Yeah, there is. The plot is clearly to replicate every Pirates movie that came before it.
Well, that's true of everything.
Movie. Yes. So there was, by the way, not only free soda and free popcorn and free movie, but free floor corn.
No, floor corn's always free.
Yeah.
Well, there's a price you pay down the road.
That's what my notes say, although it's always free.
Yeah. There's a price you pay down the road.
Yeah.
I will say, like, when the Pirates theme music kicks in, it makes me happy.
I liked the first Pirates movie.
It's
it was
summer,
fun.
It's a summer fun.
You know what?
Yeah.
When the first Pirates movie came out, I thought it was great.
It was fun.
As a summer film.
Yeah, it's a summer film. Like,
don't get mad, but you know what it was?
It's going to say, compare it to Transformers.
It's Transformers.
Yeah.
Right? It is Transformers, but it's pirates. Right. Right?
It's an escape.
It's the exact same thing. And you know what I want in a good summer film? I want that escape.
Yep. Like, yes.
That's what I want. And you hear that music and you know that it's just...
It's
going to be a romp, and you have to kind of not think critically about what you're about to do,
right,
or really morally or ethically about what you're going to do, because you're going to leave feeling a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, it's yeah.
Let like go the first of all Pirates concept movie, that you have.
Well, that's again, the first Pirates, kind of like Guardians of the Galaxy, everyone was like, it's a movie based on a ride? That's never going to work.
Can't work.
And then it worked.
And Johnny Depp, that guy's weird. Like, he really, who knew he could do weird?
Yeah.
And now like, to Richard's generation, it's like...
Everyone who's ever seen him.
Weird. He does like anything that's not weird. No, but like before that, right? He was like Johnny Depp 21 Jump Street. Like he was Johnny Depp.
How long ago do you think that first film was made?
Oh no, he was at Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, he did weird.
Oh, he's also in Chaplin was Downey. That was
Downey.
No, he's in Ed Wood.
He's in a lot of weird.
He always does. I think he is always weird.
Like weird. This is like it was.
Is it weird or is he just drunk?
It still felt fresh.
Well,
right?
Both.
It still felt fresh. And
I think
Johnny
he was
Depp
weird in the first one.
Anymore.
Now it's more drunk.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's got some troubles.
Yeah.
These days.
Well, no, for sure. But like, it was all new then. Is my point. Okay. Like, we'd never seen Johnny Depp like that.
Well, no, and it was just, I mean, he was clearly, you know, having fun with the role.
Right.
Like.
It's just fun.
Yeah, it was just fun. And now it's kind of like, we've seen this four other times.
Well, that's the downside. Like, I wrote much like my critique of Guardians of the Galaxy, which you disagreed with, but when I listened to it on the podcast, Guardians 2,
okay,
you disagreed with me at the beginning, but then you agreed with all the critiques that proved the point. So I'm not quite sure where you fall on that now.
The sum is greater than the parts.
Okay. That this felt a little bit too much like it had to hit the mark that all its predecessors hit.
Yeah.
So there has to be an execution scene.
Right.
It gets new this time because there's a guillotine.
That's not new.
As well as was there a guillotine in a previous one?
No, I'm just saying that's not new enough.
That's my point, though. Yeah. Like that was the addition, right? Is that there's a guillotine, not just like a hanging rope.
Yeah.
The two new leads are essentially, you know, the elf and Kieran.
Orlando Bloom. Yeah, well, yeah.
Like, I mean, like they're the same.
Yeah.
They're the same, except there's no chemistry whatsoever between them.
Well, and also
like,
nobody
have you
cares
ever
about
seen,
them. Because they're not Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley.
Right.
It's like, oh, here's yet another knockoff of Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley.
Well, I called them in my notes ciphers.
Yeah.
For Bloom and Knightley. I mean, that they're literally
Well, one of them is literally the Bloom's character's son. Like, you really can't get much more of a cipher
than
that.
But without any romantic tension and without any sizzle. Like,
no.
That those two are going to fall in love with each other.
Well, they have to because that's what happens.
That's my point, though, right? Like, they're going to, but you couldn't really understand.
Yeah.
You really couldn't understand why those two would end up together.
Yeah. And, of course, it's got your typical kind of big, dumb set pieces.
That was next on my list of things to talk about. Do you mean the big, dumb set piece where a team of, like, six horses pulls the entire bank building?
Off its foundations?
Off its foundation. And then all the way through town, squeezing through other buildings, running into all kinds of, you know, solid stone
structures. If Bobby still needed to do, like, a physics experiment thing, I would say you need to do, instead of, like, the physics of superheroes, do the physics of that scene.
The physics of pirates. I don't think you could drag the whole building.
Yeah. The other thing,
the town like that.
They have to use the horses because, of course, the vault weighs so much.
Right.
How'd they get the vault on the boat? Because they opened the vault on the boat.
Well, they use the horses again.
The horses pulled it onto the boat?
You really think the mast, like a pull? Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
and have you seen the boat? Like the boat,
the boat
is
not
like
in good shape.
It doesn't look
like
it can carry three people,
like,
let alone.
Yeah, nope, that really. And also, why would you do that? Why not just open the vault and take the money onto the boat?
Wow, you've really exposed a lot of plot
that makes no sense.
All fair. Now, I will say.
So again,
there
big,
was
dumb, stupid.
Big, dumb, stupid. But to get back to Dan's point. There's this kind of spectacle of big, dumb, stupid that you kind of appreciate in a summer film. Yeah,
there is, but I think
it's
the problem.
It's like Michael Bay. Thank you.
It is.
It's a Michael Bay effect.
And I can't believe
Which
I'm going
be
to
like
say
Michael Bay.
I can't believe I'm going to say this.
Yes.
To Michael Bay's credit.
Yes.
Oh,
I know.
I'm hurting.
There's actually a lot of that in
today's finally,
show.
I finally feel better about this show.
Like the big, you know, how did you describe them? The big, like, set piece moment or whatever. Like, the bank fell flat. Like, it doesn't feel big. Michael Bay
right.
gets bigger and stupider every, like, it's just huge.
Yes. This was meant to be bigger.
This was meant to be bigger, and it was stupid, but it was not big.
Well, when it came off its foundation,
yeah,
I was like, well, that's stupid, in a good way,
right?
But it ran really.
It ran really long. I was like, yeah, this is.
And even I,
again,
who went entirely thinking, I'm going to divorce any kind of rational thought from the movie. I'm just going to enjoy it. It ran so long. After a while, I'm like, I don't think the horses could really do that.
No.
I began to lose.
You can only suspend your disbelief for so long.
Again, I agree with you, except to say that it's probably unfair to Michael Bay to compare this.
I will take that as an apology, sir.
His big stupid is always bigger and stupider.
That's the point, right?
This was stupider, but not bigger.
He gets it.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's right.
And same thing with the fight with when the masthead of the boat comes to life.
And they're jumping from like.
Yeah. Which, number one, it was too dark to see what was going on. But also, that was not.
So the dark, like, explain this to me. The dark has to be about saving money.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That the CGI is cheaper.
Yeah.
If it doesn't
you don't have to have the detail, I would assume.
Is detail.
No, because you still have to animate it. Like, just because it's dark, it's irrelevant. Because it's CGI.
But if you hide, have to be as good because, you know, you're not seeing.
Because like, you can hide it like, in shadows.
Yeah. But you're still paying a CGI artist to do it. Like, it's not about the detail of the work. It's still man hours going into making it. So.
But wouldn't it be fewer man hours to make it?
I guess is what I mean. They got to work less to make it.
Like, because
feasibly.
If they're not saving money, for the life of me, I don't understand why they would do it. Because
Dan says it doesn't make a difference. Rich says it does. So it probably
doesn't make a difference. All right. Debate solved. Thanks for helping, Rich.
You know, it's clearly what I'm here for.
Your contributions are valued.
But
the Richard Balduvin story.
What this film really was a made-up set of excuses to move from one big CGI scene to the next.
Yes.
Right? To move from one big set-piece action scene to the next. And as a summer movie, I've got no big problem with that.
Yeah. Same, but it didn't have the...
There's no payoff.
The guilty pleasure feel.
Well, Orlando and Kira are together at the end.
Yeah, but we already knew that.
And who cares?
Wait, they're in this one?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're in the trailers, aren't
I mean,
they?
Yeah, well, he's in at the beginning and I think pops up at the end. She just appears at the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
And probably made a boatload of money for those 2 minutes.
If I could make as much money
on
this podcast for her 2 minutes of film, I would retire and I would never work again.
We could make any money off of this podcast.
But that wouldn't be enough to retire.
That's true.
Yeah, but if Keira Knightley just heard this and gave me her 2 minutes worth of salary,
oh my God,
you guys would never see me again.
Duly noticed.
Well, if she gave each of us a minute of her salary, you'd never see both of us.
That's right. We'd be long gone.
But yeah, literally, she shows up at the very end.
Gotcha.
And then she's also in the post-credit scenes, which we did not stay for.
Is there a post-credit scene?
There is.
Why?
Of course there is.
Because Pirate 6, baby.
What happens in it?
So Will Smith and Keira Knightley, they're sleeping in bed.
Will Smith?
Will Smith? Will Smith.
Yeah, that's totally different.
That's a completely different film.
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah, that is a totally different film. It would also probably be much better.
Well, one would assume.
So, yeah. Orlando Bloom's character and Keira Knightley's character, Will Turner.
It is weird when you say Keira Knightley and Will Turner.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that's a weird, like, could we go with just the actors or just the characters? No,
I like to shake it up.
Bring Will Smith in there.
Yeah, exactly. As Deadshot.
Okay. Go on. What's the trailer?
So they're sleeping in bed. You see sort of a shadowy figure sort of come into the room, slowly approach, and then he holds up a giant clawed hand. And Orlando Bloom's character.
A clawed hand like a lobster?
Yeah, like Davy Jones in the early pirate movies.
Okay.
And so then, God, I almost said Will Smith again. Orlando Bloom's character wakes up.
Yes.
So it's a dream. He goes back to bed. They pan under the bed, and little barnacles, which Davy Jones is covered in them, are under the bed. Because the curse that Orlando Bloom's character, that is not Will Smith, was under was originally J.V. Jones's curse.
J.V. Jones.
J.V. Jones.
To his
J.V.
friends.
Jones.
Well.
He was a member of the Monkees, by the way.
He's the less accomplished of the Joneses.
Yes.
Because he's only playing J.V.
Yeah, exactly. Only J.V. He's a red shirt.
Not Varsity Jones. What the hell? What are
by
you
killing
about?
Him. In this, so Will Turner. So this is
like, I'm doing literally 5 minutes of you not being able to distinguish between Will Turner and Will Smith.
I'm also trying to do a deep dive into Pirates continuity.
To anybody.
So in the third Pirates movie, Will Turner kills Davy Jones and thus takes Davy Jones's curse onto himself.
So if Turner is no longer cursed, maybe Davy Jones is back.
That's basically
which doesn't make any sense because he would still just be dead.
Yeah. Some people have pointed out that the post-credit scene doesn't really make sense. But that is the post-credit scene. Yeah,
my favorite part.
Pirate 6, baby!
My favorite part of the film was leaving with Vicky when she said she caught the cannon error, which is also a nice pun if you think about it.
Caught the cannon. Oh, pirate cannon.
Because pirates have cannons, yeah. But there's like the pirate cannon.
Yes.
Well, when you send the pirate off in a boat by himself, you're supposed to give him a gun.
Yeah.
With one bullet.
Yep.
Yeah, they did not. So Vicky kind of pointed out that there was a cannon error.
Yeah, no. What you can't see is the wide grin on Alan's face because he's really proud of what I believe was Vicky's joke.
No, I added the canon to it. She just found the missing part in the film that I totally missed. Okay. I guess I'd not be a good pirate.
Yarr.
I've got a couple fair foul for you, if you want.
Okay.
It feels like we should move on because we got to get to Baywatch.
That's true. I've got at least one fair foul that I have to do.
Here's from the New York Times.
Okay.
Its pleasures are so meager, its delight in its own invention so forced and false, that it becomes almost the perfect opposite of entertainment.
Wow.
I don't think he liked it.
He enjoyed it.
A.A. Scott, not a fan.
It's two-thirds fair, one-third foul.
What's the fair?
I don't think it delights in its own invention. I think everyone there is just there for a paycheck.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, there's kind of a delight in collecting a paycheck.
But it's not a delight in invention.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody's there like, this is actually going to be a good film, the fifth in the series.
Yeah.
No.
So, I've got one from Leading Cool, talking about the characters in Pirates.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the audience just really doesn't care. It's like trying. Here's the good part.
Wait, that's not the good part.
No.
You could have stopped right there.
Yeah. It's like trying to really feel for any character in a Michael Bay Transformers film.
Oh.
Okay, other than Bumblebee.
False.
Very
if you don't
fair.
Care for Mark Wahlberg in the last film.
Very fair.
Yeah.
Very
fair.
Fair that you care for him.
No.
No.
Yeah,
nobody,
I hear what Dan's saying.
No. Nobody cares
There's
for Mark
no
Wahlberg.
There's no character in Transformers I care about.
The only
at
scene
all.
In any of the Transformers films yeah. that actually had feeling was when Optimus Prime dies.
Prom?
In
the,
yeah.
Prom.
Optimus Prom.
You're contagious. Dies in the field.
And that's like
and
even
I'm
in
convinced
movie.
Then
yeah.
Michael Bay didn't direct that scene. Yeah.
But also, it's not because of that movie, it's because of the history of the TV show.
All right.
Yeah.
Foul. I just say foul.
Yeah, I've got another good one.
You can't run down Michael Bay. I've got a couple others. Do you want to read another one?
I can. Yeah. Come to my film class.
This one's actually complimentary.
Really?
This is from Chris Klimek of NPR. I dare say it is the very best fourth sequel ever made to a movie based on a 50-year-old theme park ride.
That's fair.
It's hard to argue against that.
I heard that. I was like, that is
the most accurate statement about this film.
We've only read bad ones, so let me read the nicest
one. No, that
one.
Was complimentary.
Let me see. The nicest
I'm
one go, I could...
I'm going to go to Box Office Mojo and find the numbers for fourth sequels made to 50-year-old movie ride movies.
The nicest one I could find from Screen Rant. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, is an adequate series sequel.
Yes.
But fails to leave any lasting impression on the audience.
That is 100% fair.
It's so fair.
Adequate
right?
is like about as good as you could say of this
yes,
film.
Yes, it is a thoroughly adequate film.
Yeah. It's a thoroughly adequate pirate sequel. I'm not sure it's an adequate
There you
film.
Go.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, but
it's an adequate sequel to the franchise.
But when they start selling it on Blu-ray, you know how they always take one word out of reviews that are
yeah,
really bad?
Yeah,
right.
It'll be
It's
adequate.
Perfect.
Even more mashed up. They'll leave out
that's
the
best thing get
for thinking, a pirate sequel.
They can't find like the word nice. Yeah. So whatever,
I want to point out that the film is so bad that this podcast is what's going on the review. Nothing else.
It's so fantastic.
On the back of the Blu-ray.
Hey, Dan, do you want to read the reviews I brought? Like, they're going to be pretty happy.
Oh, my God. Why did we? You know what? We totally should have sold out and given it great reviews so that we get on the Blu-ray box.
You know what? All we have to do is say that. I loved every minute. Now it's on the podcast. You can quote it.
He didn't say the name of the film. I loved every minute.
Yes. I loved every minute.
The
every
new
minute.
Pirates is a romp.
No, he loved every minute. It's because of the free soda and popcorn. Yeah.
No, I don't
think
they
won't
my eyes
use
will
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
You always carve the quote to what you want.
It was a rip, rollicking fun time.
That's right.
Said no
Said
one ever.
Michael Bay.
I've never had more fun at a movie at which people paid for me to go. Yeah. Right. I've no, any good Hollywood exec can cut that quote, and it's going to look nice.
Can you say that again? I never had more fun.
Never had more fun.
At a movie.
At a movie.
Where people paid me to go.
Where people paid me to go.
The Richard Balaban story.
I was like, this is really long to get to that joke.
I know, but it totally paid
off.
But
it worked. That was worth it.
It always works.
So Pirates is thoroughly adequate.
Yeah.
I wonder if Baywatch hit the same mark.
Of thorough.
Because Ocean Motion Pictures is plural.
It is.
So we need more than one.
Well, actually, studios can call themselves pictures, and it means only one.
No, also, there are 5 Pirates movies we talked about, so.
It's a fair point.
That could be it. But so, yes, we did actually subject ourselves.
So what you're saying is Ocean Motion Pictures is like an onion. It has many layers.
And stinks.
All right, Baywatch.
And it makes me cry.
Tears of joy. Pirates made me cry. Tears of joy.
Yeah. It's like an onion. Even more mashed up. guess what?
Yeah, numbers.
So my inflation thing.
Of all Baywatch movies, this one ranked.
Baywatch.
All lifeguard movies.
Can you guess where it ranks among movies adapted from television shows?
Good one. Oh. I'm going to say relatively low.
You would be right.
It had to do better than Chips.
I did not look at that.
Okay.
I can't imagine, though.
But it's not like Dukes of Hazzard. Like, Dukes of Hazzard clearly made more money.
$6.
We'll get to another question.
I'm going to say 28th.
You're way too high.
98th.
Way too low.
42.
68th.
59th.
I'm close.
Now, an interesting side note.
Yes.
The top 5 TV adaptation movies come from 2 different franchises.
Dukes of Hazzard?
No. One of them is number 1 and number 2.
Star Trek?
Yes.
All
right. Well, wait, which Star Treks?
Wrath of Khan?
No.
No, Next Generation.
No. They have the Next Generation movie?
Right. No, the franchise. I thought you meant
We're talking about movies adapted from TV franchises.
Star Trek 2?
No.
Star Trek 3?
No.
4?
No.
5?
No.
1?
It's going to take a while.
6, 7, wait, 8, 9, 10.
The last 2.
It's not the last 2.
Oh.
Because that would include Star Trek Beyond.
So...
The
reboot and Into Darkness.
Right.
Star Trek Beyond the one that ends with Kirk on a motorcycle?
Yes.
Yeah. Bobby loves that scene so much, and I think it's the stupidest.
So that's
thing
so. Number one is the reboot. Number two is Into Darkness.
Okay. Oh, I was thinking wrong. Star Trek. Yeah.
3, 4, and 5 are all from another TV franchise.
Another TV franchise
That's been made at least 3 times.
3 times?
That's a clue.
A TV franchise.
At least 3 times.
The Munsters. The Addams Family?
Starsky and Hutch?
What?
Were there Starsky and Hutch films?
Yeah, you guys, at least 3.
Shaft. No,
at
least,
so Shaq.
Wait. Shaft.
Oh, Shaft. So I'm like, Shaq? What Shaq movie?
Wait, so there's more than 3 of them were made?
Very good.
So more than 3 films. So it's a big.
It's a big
there
franchise.
There was only 1 Brady Bunch.
No, there were 2. There were 2. Smart. There was the Very Brady sequel.
Oh, yeah. Get Smart.
Scooby-Doo.
No.
Oh, thank God.
There were only 2 of those,
There were
Was a lot.
There were a lot of Scooby-Doo films.
And they're all
right,
bad.
Right, but they're thinking, it would have to be, the live action.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. There's, 5 or 6 of those live action.
Argue this with me.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, but I mean, the only ones that they would really count would be the 2 big ones, the first one and the second one.
It doesn't matter,
yeah, give us a hint. I'm stumped. What kind of television show?
Are you saying it is impossible to figure it out?
Oh.
Yeah,
all right,
Which
is impossible?
That was
a
wonderful clue.
Way to show your age, Rich. Way to show your age.
You mean how I'm not as old as you people?
Is the movies that are 3, 4, and 5 are actually the 3 sequels. The original one comes in at number 8.
Now,
I'll give you that, because the last one was number 3, number 4, the Rogue one.
It's Mission Impossible 2, Ghost Protocol, and Rogue Nation.
Rogue, whatever. That one was actually probably the best one,
I thoroughly enjoyed the Mission Impossible stuff.
Again,
summer popcorn throwaway movie.
The first one has a gigantic plot hole in it.
Doesn't bother me in a summer film.
It does?
No.
It does, yeah.
I don't remember that much about the first one.
How far can we?
Yeah,
get away
the I can't remember what but the.
We didn't remember. But we're going to talk about it anyway.
No,
explain the plot hole.
The thing that clues Ethan Hunt, Tom Cruise's character, into his boss being the bad guy makes no sense.
Oh, because of, the whole setup in the beginning was like,
it makes no sense. This is really happening.
And so Baywatch.
Yeah,
or do you have more numbers?
It's like you don't even know me.
Give us some numbers.
Critics versus audiences.
Audiences are going to love this film.
82. Of it.
Too high.
And critics are going to hate it. 12.
Too low.
20 and
so I was
16?
Too high on one, too low on the other. So I'm
he got him dead on?
No, 20 versus 66.
Okay.
I was going to be really impressed if it was exactly 20 and 66.
You were pretty close.
It's like he's an idiot. Somehow.
Again, I have to say, so I saw that yesterday.
I said it. Don't worry. They'll hear it.
All right, good. Yeah. Just, somebody needed to pick up on that.
The idiot savant?
Yeah.
Don't worry. I covered it.
All right, excellent.
I have to say, so I saw that the same day as I saw Wonder Woman, which the Wonder Woman Theater totally packed.
That is like,
do you believe in depression?
Wait, which one did you see?
Listen, I purposely went to see Baywatch in the morning because I was like, yes. I'm going to have to wash the taste of that Wonder thing Woman. Out with Wonder Woman. So I go to the 1220 Baywatch.
Sure, that's the phrasing you want to use there. That's I just threw up in my mouth.
So in Mission Impossible, the plot hole was what exactly?
Just ball.
What I want that.
So anyways.
What did you talk about Baywatch?
So the Wonder Woman Theater was packed. The Baywatch was me and one older couple.
When Vicky and I went, it was meager. There were maybe 20 people there.
So, yeah. So Baywatch.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
It's not done well in terms of box office, right?
No. It's made like $43 million so far.
And it's got
in
even worse
weeks.
Sea legs, right?
Yeah.
So I have some thoughts, and then I've got some reviews. I've also got a question for you.
Okay.
What's the best beach picture ever made?
Beaches.
Well played.
Thank you.
That would not be my I think in Jaws initially.
That's a water movie.
No, it's a beach.
The sharks in the water.
The
ocean.
The people on the beach.
Oh, you said a beach movie. There's no beach
all right,
in that.
Look here, box office mojo in your 9,000 categories.
Right. Swashbucklers matter. But we're going to define beach. It can only take place on a beach. You cannot step place on the
beach. And also, it does take place on a beach.
Or in the water.
Or in the ocean. No. Only on the beach.
Yeah. I think Dunkirk.
No,
we haven't seen it
Saving
yet.
Private Ryan.
It's a great beach.
No. They went into the city.
Yeah,
it's not on the beach.
It
doesn't count.
Yeah,
doesn't count.
What? No, the beach is in Normandy.
But they went into a city.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Dunkirk.
And they were
it's
also
a
in
great
the ocean.
Beach movie.
Yeah.
So not Beach Blanket Bingo or anything like that?
I'd say it's going to be something from the 70s. One of those horrible films.
Yeah.
Oh. Wasn't, no, it's not. What's the movie that came out starring the first two winners of American Idol?
Justin Loves Scully.
That's on the beach.
That thing?
I'm really worried about the fact that you can reference that film, but I'm just going to walk away from that.
I did a lot
of
research.
Oh, wait, what's the one?
Well, like, if we're going to do that, why not Deliverance?
Mm-hmm. That's not a beach movie.
There's little beaches along the river.
It's a swamp.
Yeah. No, there's some.
Now, that might be a good swamp movie.
A riverbank film.
Oh, yeah. Please just tell us.
All right, Baywatch. Should we talk about Baywatch?
You probably should. So, I'll admit up front.
You lead.
I do not have much investment in Baywatch as a franchise.
I find this
because it's the only film
really hard.
No, I mean like, but no nostalgia. Oh. I have no nostalgia for.
Never watched Baywatch.
I did not like a '90s pop culture is not my. Like, I don't like Baywatch. Don't like Power Rangers.
Yeah,
I hate grunge.
Well, Power Rangers are too.
'90s in general. I do not
grunge.
Like.
All right,
grunge got overrated.
We're turning off your microphone now. We got.
Yeah,
to this
I don't.
Podcast.
I'm not a big '90s. Yeah, so Baywatch. Valerie, my sister, loved Baywatch.
Okay.
I did not care for it.
So Baywatch was kind of early 90s then.
Mm-hmm. It is 1989 to 2001.
There you go. It ran that long?
Yeah.
Wow. I apparently was not that invested in it.
I basically ran for three seasons.
Was Hasselhoff on it for all?
I think he was.
I feel like he may have missed a couple seasons in between.
Oh, did he have
there
like,
were three seasons. How could there be a couple seasons he missed
in
between?
You said 89 to 2001.
That actually sounds like 12.
Because it is.
Oh, for some reason I thought that was three.
And so
yes,
what I said.
Yes, if each season lasts exactly 4 years.
Well, they're probably not counting the summer seasons.
Oh my God.
So when I said, I can't believe it lasted that long, you were like, 3 years is a long run?
No, I was like, that didn't seem very long. I just didn't have a chance to get to that. But 89 to 2001 is actually more like 12.
Yeah, so it ran for like 12
years. It's exactly
years.
12, actually.
I could imagine at some point Hasselhoff had the contract dispute like the Duke boys did and stepped aside.
He was around for a long time, but I think he did. I think all of like the big names left by the end.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They cycled women on and off the program pretty quickly.
Yeah,
right?
Well, you get Pam Anderson and then Carmen Electra.
Yep.
And then I don't know who
Charles
came after
in charge
that.
Before that.
Nicole Eggert.
Her name
yeah,
was.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you had Nicole Eggert, then Pam Anderson, then Carmen Electra.
Yeah, and they kind of ran through. Maybe the show was a little sexist, as I think about it. Yeah. Kind of ran through women actresses pretty quickly.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was its problems with sexism.
You know, yeah. Part of their problem, yeah. Perhaps. Yeah. So I don't know the canon really well either.
Yeah, I don't either.
Canon? Was it just the lifeguards on the beach?
Well, no, but they investigated people. Crimes.
Well, they had all kinds yeah. of adventures.
It was like Miami Vice and leotards.
Which they had 12 years of adventures.
I wouldn't say leotards.
Adventures.
Swimsuits.
All right.
Swimsuits.
You're thinking of like the ballerina okay. show.
Well, gotcha. They're swimsuits, but they're not really suits you could swim in.
No.
No. So. Well, in shallow beach water, maybe.
Maybe. And even that, I wonder.
Yeah.
For me, Baywatch was, I hate to say it, like kind of disappointing.
The movie?
On the whole.
Okay.
Yeah. Largely because it could have been way funnier.
Yeah. Well, I
just thought it was like it was a film of missed opportunities.
Yeah. I think the problem with it is that it couldn't really decide if it was sort of a sort of fun family adventure movie or right. a raunchy R movie. Right. And it kind of tried to do both. And so it just felt like really kind of
right.
split.
So you're like, well, they're trying to be an R film, but they're not.
But they're but
and
but
they
not
can't right.
Well,
but
like,
it's enough that it's like it doesn't feel like a family.
Yeah, that's yeah. the thing is that it's too R for kind of like your wide PG-13 audience.
Yeah,
and it's not R enough to get like the Deadpool audience or the Hangover audience.
Old people. Yeah. So what they should have done?
I do not agree with that.
Okay. Well, I agree with it because this wouldn't. The show came out in 89.
That's the other
like,
thing,
the
too.
The audience who would be nostalgic for the show
yes. yeah.
is an older audience. It should yeah. have been rated R and just said, let's just have fun and go
yeah.
crazy.
Right, because that would pull yeah. in some younger crowd, too.
But it Zac Efron's had enough to pull in. Oh,
know,
yeah,
young
it would have.
People
yeah.
are not very yeah. discerning.
Right.
Yeah.
No offense, Rich.
Yes. All defense.
Am I young?
You acted like you were earlier.
He's young, but not the young that
like
we're talking about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, so, you know. And then they occasionally sort of did kind of like meta-level jokes or kind of self-referential, but again, not a lot to make it feel – like some people have said, oh, it's a parody. I'm like, I'm not sure it is. There are moments of parody, but it's not a parody as a whole.
That's the problem with the film is it never decided what it was. So
yeah.
there's these great moments where Zac Efron, who's like the disgraced Olympic swimmer
– yes.
who becomes a lifeguard and
for
the
community
Rock,
service because right, he's on probation.
And The Rock is like – we should go investigate crack on the beach or whatever.
Yeah.
And he keeps saying, well, like, isn't this really something police do?
Right.
Like, kind of pointing out the absurdity of 12 years
right.
of
or
Baywatch.
The moment that they show in the trailer where right. he's where The Rock is basically trying to explain to Zac Efron that, you know, Baywatch is something more than just lifeguarding and rattles off, like, all of the cases they've dealt with. And
right.
and that's the line in the trailer that you saw where Efron's like, wow, that sounds like a really entertaining but really far-fetched TV show.
Yeah.
So there were, like, little
well,
moments like
right,
that.
Right, there are moments like that. But to me, if I were writing the show,
yes.
the missed opportunity –
the movie.
The movie. The missed opportunity was a buddy picture kind
yes.
of thing. Like, there are moments between The Rock and Zac Efron – where you could see it working.
Well,
like,
to the
I
extent
say,
the film works, it's right. because those two are very charismatic and particularly The Rock. Like, you put
right.
him in
well,
anything
yeah. I, but I think
and
Zac
he can
Efron
charm
is,
his way into it.
Is
and Efron does a good job, too.
Underrated in films like this. Yeah. Like, when he plays, like, the dumb, vacant, pretty guy,
yeah.
it's funny.
Yeah.
And to me, the template should have been the other guys.
Or 21 Jump Street.
Right. Yeah, although 21 Jump Street didn't strike me. Like, The Other Guys is one of the, like, funniest kind
yeah.
of parody films I've
yeah.
watched. And, I mean, the dynamic between Ferrell and Wahlberg is kind of different mm-hmm. in terms of, like, physicality
right.
and personality. But that's what this film should have been,
yeah.
right? It should have been The Rock and Zac Efron.
Yeah.
And, you know, honestly, given the fact that in the theater we were in, I'd say, like, 80% of the people there
mm-hmm.
were women.
It could have been
they
that.
They probably
yeah.
would have done better
yeah.
had they played up
yeah.
Zac Efron
yeah.
and The Rock.
That's the
who
thing.
Who are, like, both...
There's all kinds of
funny,
yeah.
and they can carry a film like this.
There's all kinds of things you can see the movie do
yeah.
that if they had played up in that direction, it would have been a better movie and probably done better.
Right.
But because everything is kind of watered down,
every time
warm,
you feel like,
yeah.
like The Rock and Zac Efron are kind of on a roll, right?
Yeah.
And they've got it figured out, and this is going to kind of be the picture it cuts somewhere
else. Yeah, it feels like it's kind of
the slow motion woman running down the beach.
Right. Yeah.
It gets kind of stuck
like
in the sand.
A secondary plot scene that or a plot line that just doesn't. Yeah.
It gets bogged down in the sand.
Right. There
you, like way to force it. Way to force that one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Nobody heard me the first time.
Sand.
S-A-N-D.
Sand.
Sand.
Because there's sand on a beach.
Yeah.
The beach is sandy.
You know what? Because of it, it's an empty shell of a movie.
Oh, my God.
That's better.
God.
You wish they'd just clam up after a while.
Like.
The even more messed up story.
I liked it. Yeah. Even more mashed up story.
I missed that. What?
It was an insult, but it was a good one.
You wish they'd just clam up about it. The even more mashed up story.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, we don't like to pick on people on this
That's
show, Dan.
Mean.
So please don't hurt our feelings.
Yeah. Yeah.
We I are have no feelings left to
we
hurt.
Are
so that's
sensitive.
What they do it to me.
I have no feelings left, the Richard Balvin story.
I'm dead inside.
Anyway,
yeah.
Like the other characters are pretty stilted.
Yeah.
It's Baywatch, like it's kind of expected.
You've got kind of your, you know, Pam Anderson replacement.
Yeah, you've got the nerdy guy who, of course, is going to get a girl
Ronnie.
By the end of the film.
Way out of his league.
Yep, indeed. But they kind of running, there's too much and none of it, you're right.
Well, like, again, like the whole thing of...
They needed to decide, this is what we want to be.
Well, like the whole
they
thing
try
with,
to be everything
with
they,
the Ronnie character. Yeah. Like, yeah, that little bit at the beginning is like, don't make me the tech guy. I don't want to be the tech guy.
Yeah.
And then, you know... 2 hours later, he ends up being the tech guy.
I'm
like,
felt
oh,
like 2 hours,
that's
yeah.
meant to be like the running joke. But it really wasn't running so much as it was said once.
Right.
And then at the hours. So that another missed, like that's another place where they could have like played with the story a little bit more.
Even the stuff that you expected, like the, Pam Anderson's going to show up.
Yeah.
David Hasselhoff's going to show up.
Right.
Pam Anderson didn't work. The Hasselhoff was actually kind of funny.
Yeah, Hasselhoff was
because
bad.
He comes back as Mitch.
Yes.
Oh. As kind of like the mentor guru of The Rock. Who
he's also the keychain.
Replaced him. Yeah.
Which I was a little bit worried. I was like, oh, is that all we're getting of the Hoff?
Oh, so it's a continuation. It's not a straight, The Rock is Mitch.
Oh, no, he's also Mitch. They
his
are
name
both named
Mitch
Buchanan.
But, yeah, they're both named.
Again, another moment that could have been really funny if they actually did something with it.
Gotcha. Right.
But it's only like literally you realize like, oh, they're both named Mitch Buchanan. Well, that's funny.
Right,
but
yeah.
I mean, again, something else they could have done
they're
to kind of make it that parodic sort of film.
Too much on the fact that people are going to listen to even more mashed up,
right?
And understand the humor that was potentially there.
Yes,
gotcha.
Yeah,
probably not a good plan.
No,
they should show these films to us in advance so then we can talk about them.
I don't know why we don't get advanced screening stuff. Yeah. Could we work on that for the fall? It would be great if we get some TV shows ahead of time.
Sure.
So we could preview them before they show up.
I'll reach out to my contacts at ABC and get the fall upfronts. Yeah.
That's great.
How do we do
that? We get Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that way.
Well, I know Emily Nussbaum does this, right? Like she writes for The New Yorker. She's always talking about the stuff she
gets
early.
Oh, yeah. See, I think I found
screeners?
The problem.
Can we call them screeners?
Yeah.
I found the issue.
We need to move
Writes for the New Yorker.
Yeah, but I follow her on Twitter, so we're almost equal.
Well, besides, it's an email. It's not right,
your in terms of cultural
your homework
criticism.
Is you just need to nag her enough that she'll give you a screener.
But then she'd
get
in trouble
like
for
last
that, right?
Year.
Wouldn't she get fired for, like, you can't share screeners?
Yes.
No. You know
want,
who also
do
gets
Do you want
a,
one or not?
I want to nag Rich, because if he gets fired.
Thank you.
Wow. That might have been a little might have been a
really?
Little much.
From you?
Yes. Even for me, that might have been a little much. The Patrick Hamilton story.
Not the Patrick Hamilton story.
Yeah. So
what do you think about Priyanka Chopra as the villain?
Spoilers.
Oh, you know she's the villain from the
no
movie.
No one's
going to
go
up.
See this.
It's pretty clear.
Well, you know that from the trailer.
I knew from the trailer. I haven't seen the movie.
She was, I mean, she seemed like she was having fun. She was kind of camping it up a little
Have
bit.
Have you followed her Bollywood career? Do you know much about her?
Isn't she on... Quantico. She's on. That's
well,
where
she's a big Bollywood star.
Yeah,
right?
Was she okay?
Then.
So,
but I lost $100 to Vicky, and so I'm a little bit upset.
Did you actually give her the $100?
Well, you know, it's not like we have separate accounts, and so it's hard to say. But she will take the $100. Don't worry.
She should. I believe she asked me to adjudicate this.
Yeah. So we watch the movie. We come home and we're watching TV a couple days later, and there's a Pantene ad.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's the bad guy for Baywatch.
It
and
is.
I'm like, that's ridiculous. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And Vicky said, no, I could tell by looking at her lips. And I'm like, oh, that's doubly ridiculous. And so it turns out that she's disinfecting the Pantene.
And now you know what happens when I see that Pantene commercial?
What's that?
All I can see are her lips.
Yeah.
Because that's all I see because of Vicky Point. I'm like, yep, you're right.
Oh, and by the way,
it
Baywatch
also looks like her.
I have.
Right, but all I can see is, yeah.
Okay.
I have sort of numbers. Baywatch is not doing very well in India either.
Really?
Yeah, and there's a big cricket match coming up, and apparently it means it's not likely to do well in week two.
Mm.
So she's not even carrying it in India.
Yeah. It's not really, yeah.
Something
it's just,
tells me that the Indian culture doesn't care about Baywatch at all. Even if she's
about
in it.
Chopra, I don't think American culture
Do they care
cares
about her?
Baywatch.
I mean, they probably care about her. Do they feel like she's selling out because now she's gone mainstream Hollywood and not Bollywood?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know the Bollywood politics.
I think I would argue Quantico probably does well because it's a reputable character she's playing. This is right. Baywatch.
But if they don't know anything about Baywatch and they don't know that it's a stupid premise.
Yeah, they also don't care.
No, that's true. But why would you care about Quantico?
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
why would you care about America, really?
Because yeah, we're great.
Thanks.
And we're on a box of Frosted Flakes now?
Okay. We need to make a meme for the show. Make America great again.
Now, Tony the Tiger and Donald Trump.
Story.
Both all orange.
I was going to say.
Orange all over.
You can save money because it's a lot of orange.
The orange is everywhere.
We'll get Colin on it if I can find him.
There's orange everywhere.
Oh,
I got a couple reviews I want to read to you.
I got a couple as well.
All right, this one's from Variety.
Okay.
And I want to read it only because it works with words in a way that I wish my students would when they wrote papers. Quote, a stupidly entertaining trash folly. The kind that could only be made today. An obscenity and insult-laced, aggressively competent adaptation of a 25-year-old TV show.
I'm not sure aggressively competent.
I liked aggressively competent and trash folly.
Trash folly is great.
That is amazing.
But I think it is
Competent is...
It is aggressively competent.
Is it? I don't know if it's aggressively competent.
Just, it is...
It's competent.
It is a competently made film.
It's supersedingly competent.
Okay. Maybe not aggressively.
Yeah.
I liked it. But between trash folly and aggressively competent, I thought...
Yeah, that's aggressive kind of...
I would read more of Owen Gleiberman's reviews. Because right? I thought that was pretty spot on.
So I've got one from Deadline that's more about, you know, kind of pirates and Baywatch together. And kind of there's been a lot of hand-wringing about why have pirates and Baywatch done poorly.
Ocean
and a lot
motion,
of the blame has fallen on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is it about Ocean Motion Pictures?
No. So insiders close to both films blame Rotten Tomatoes, with Pirates 5 and Baywatch respectively earning 32% and 19% rotten.
So I agree with this entirely.
The critic aggregation site increasingly is slowing down the potential business of popcorn movies. Pirates 5 and Baywatch aren't built for critics, but rather general audiences, and once upon a time these types of films, a family adventure, that's Pirates, and a raunchy R-rated comedy were critic-proof.
Yeah. So wait, start that again. Can I hear the beginning of that?
I did another podcast all about this. The argument is this, is that in today's culture, we go online to read these reviews, right? So you've got all these critics who work for Rotten Tomatoes and all these other online sites who are trashing these films.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because they're being trashed by Metacritic and Rotten Tomatoes, we're not going to the box office.
No, I get that argument. That I get. But are we looking at the critic scores or the popular scores or both?
Critic scores.
The critic scores.
The critic scores. Well, so it matters because they're compiled? Like, because back in the day, people would have read reviews
but here's the
in
difference.
A newspaper,
but
right?
But here's the difference.
You're reading
right?
one.
The difference? You're reading one review.
You're reading Ebert.
That's why, but you went to the
that's
film.
Why I said
no, no, no.
It matters that it's compiled?
No. But you still went to the – no, it's the access. You still went to the film, though.
Yeah. I get what you're going for.
Thank you. But you went to the film.
But no,
like,
but
even
I could
if it was
read,
trashed
but
in the New
did
York
you,
Times.
Right?
Yes.
But
even
I could
if it was
read Ebert's review trashing a film, and I can still be, it's one dude.
Right.
I go to Rotten Tomatoes, and there's like 90% of critics are saying.
But even
but
against
I do,
the compilation aspect of it, it's the fact that.
Well, that's what I asked to begin with.
I know. But I'm saying it's not the compilation.
I'm just saying, but it sounds like it is. Like
it's part of it. But also, there is a counter-argument to this position,
though. There's a line separating the studio.
What did I miss here? That's exactly what I said.
But there is a counter-argument to this.
Yes.
It's sort of this idea that. You know, Rotten Tomatoes is sort of ruining the box office for popcorn movies that used to be critic-proof.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, because the counter-argument is the Transformers franchise. Because those movies are crap.
Yes.
And they still do huge box
office. Right, but I think that also...
And they get trashed on Rotten Tomatoes. to at least the same extent as these two movies.
And I hate to say
so
this,
once again,
but
Transformers
it's,
is
but
the
it's
answer.
Michael Bay. No, but it's Michael Bay. Like, people are going to go see a Michael Bay film because they know what they're going to get. There's explosions. It's going to be gaudy, over the top, and all these different things.
But people know what they're going to get from a Pirates movie.
And they should know what they're going to get from a Baywatch movie, too.
Baywatch, I'm not so sure. But
that's
Pirates,
the thing. Like, Baywatch is a stretch. Like, again, don't forget about the difference between when the TV show was out and where we are now. And, like, it's The Rock. And, like, oh, The Rock is fail-proof.
Okay, but,
well, no, he's not. It's Baywatch. Like, it's not going to be great.
But here's the problem, then, right? Is that the movie's not good.
Right, well, like, that's the bigger issue.
Like, Rotten
but most movies aren't good.
It's actually
still to go
right
see
on this. You know? Yeah. So we never had flops like this in the summer. Like, of course we did. Like, long before we had Rotten Tomatoes,
right,
people would make films that everybody thought, you know, were kind of bulletproof.
Right.
It would not make it. Now, does Rotten Tomatoes make it worse? Maybe. Like, I don't know. I don't have the statistics.
But I think
people
would still go see those movies.
This is the
to
problem.
Find out that
and
they're
the
crap.
And the thing is, like, people would go see the film and then be like,
like,
that
I went to
was
that Tom Cruise movie, Legend.
Okay, but here,
but
I mean,
that's a good thing, then. So the people not seeing a movie
crappy.
It's not good if you're wanting to make money off
the movies. But it's different contextually, too. Because back in the 80s, when you were reading your newspaper review, right, and you only got one or two reviews that you read, and you're like, Ebert doesn't like so-and-so, but I'm going to go see it.
Right.
In part, you lived in an environment that was much less content rich.
Exactly.
You had three television stations.
Right.
If it was the summer, they were showing
reruns.
Wow, you're
just completely dissing public television.
Right. And old movies.
Right.
Like, that's what you had to pick from. And so now we're going to kind of complain that people are kind of picking apart films that aren't well made. Maybe part of the problem is, like, you can watch Legion instead, right? Like, that there is
you've got
there, there's a host
now.
Of
you can watch Legion. Have you watched Legion?
Three episodes, my friend.
Left or total?
Three watched. Only five left.
You had two watched in like a month ago.
I know, but I've had a lot of work to do these last
Jesus.
4 weeks. So the point being, I think you're right. Like, does that kind of stuff maybe depress attendance? Probably, but right. I think it's in the context of like a lot that's changed.
And I get that a lot has changed, but at the same time, like, that's the whole purpose of popcorn fluff. So, like, they should be critic-proof because they're not meant for critics. Like, if you're doing Transformers or Baywatch or all these things, you're not going for an Oscar. And, like, that's where the critics really are. If you want to be a critically acclaimed
film, you might be going
for
a special effects Oscar.
And that's great. But,
or makeup.
Right? Yeah.
And again, not that these are going to ever affect those, but, like, that's the thing is that when we're making these films, like, bad films get made. That just happens. But when you're depressing people from going to the film to make their own decision, that's my problem.
Unless, what if they're reading the popular scores?
Right.
Right, and people are saying, it's not a good film. Right? So it's not critics telling you that this is not
Oscar-worthy. But that's the problem.
It's people going and saying, because –
but the issue is the number that gets reported on Rotten Tomatoes is not the audience score.
Right,
it's the critic score.
I thought there were two scores. You were giving me two. You were giving me
critics versus audiences, but the one that everyone
talks about
is the critics.
Right. No one's talking about the audience.
Audience is
like
always there kind of off to the side.
So people don't read the others.
No.
Not really, no.
Because I do when I go to Rotten – but I hardly ever go to Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
But my point being
– I went there a lot this week.
My point being –
sure, I can imagine.
That these are films that – people don't seem to enjoy. Like, the assumption seems to be that every popcorn movie is equal. We just looked at two, Baywatch and Pirates. And I think we'd agree that one was better than the other
in terms of its popcorniness.
But okay, but if you had
no,
to pay,
they're
if
about
you had
the
pick
same
one,
for
which
me.
One would you see again if you had to?
I would see neither of them again.
I would pocket the money.
I would say,
like, if you had actually
God,
make a
if
choice,
I had to watch
I'd probably if I am sitting in my house building Legos, and one of them were to come on TV.
Let's say it's Saturday night,
dude. Could you at least give me some credit?
All right, fine.
Saturday late.
It's like
evening.
Tuesday. Tuesday.
Tuesday morning.
If Pirates were to be on like USA or TNT or something like that. I might leave it on if there's nothing else to watch. I'm not sure I would leave Baywatch on.
If I had to watch one over again, I'd
number one, it's going to be like an edited down version for television.
Yeah,
like I don't know. It's like they were showing The Hangover on like TNT or MTV, and I'm like, what is the point?
Yeah,
like how are you making that a 2-hour movie when you've got to cut like 80% of it?
But the point is, I guess the point I keep coming back to is some of them just aren't good films, even in a popcorny way.
Yeah.
And so,
that's the thing. Pirates is not good in a popcorny way. And again, Michael Bay always still makes movies good in a popcorny way. God, I can't believe I'm defending him.
This has been my favorite show.
You're going to have me defending Zack Snyder next.
We just wait for Justice League.
But yeah, I mean, I would argue, like, you're talking about Baywatch, the time between when it was on and now. Transformers,
right?
Pretty much the same amount of time.
And here's the thing, though, right?
Well, it's probably has some effect, but not a total effect.
Well, but here's the thing. Also, if you go back 10 years, who is reading the New York Times and the New Yorker reviews as opposed to the access that we now have to Rotten Tomatoes? Like, those reviews,
for sure.
Like, those were the highbrow reviews. They can trash a movie.
Yeah.
Most of middle America is reading.
No, you're right. I would read whatever was in my
I read the
Oregonians A&E section, which was Ebert.
Right.
I had the Akron Beacon Journal, which wasn't even Ebert. It was just like some dude.
And a lot of those weren't as harsh and as critical. Like, they would take them with a grain of salt. Like, Ebert can't take it with a grain of salt. His brand isn't doing that. But the local Toledo Blaze is going to be like, well.
Toledo Blade.
Blade, my bad.
Yeah.
I got that close.
Yeah,
okay?
It was
pretty good. It's not bad because they always had the peach section, which was their
entertainment
section.
I mean, it's
not
Richard 20-66% close, but it's close.
I think that was a compliment.
It was actually, Richard. I'm glad you recognized
Can
that.
Can I give you another review?
Sure.
Quote, fair or foul.
Okay.
Quote, Baywatch makes chips look like Citizen Kane.
I saw that. And I almost – I'm like, no. I'm sorry. I didn't see
there
Chips.
There is no – there
but
is no
Baywatch has
bad,
to be better than Chips.
But Baywatch is not that good.
Baywatch cannot be worse than Chips.
No. Like, from
I'm
the
not
Chips
saying it has to be necessarily better.
No.
Yeah.
Well, so it has to be at least as good as Chips is what you're saying. Because if it can't be worse and you're not saying it's better, you're saying it's
well,
at least
as good. Well,
I'm saying
the gap can't be that much.
Okay. That,
right? The gap, there's no way.
Yeah, Baywatch has to be somewhat better than Chips because Chips just looks awful.
It looked terrible.
That or Citizen Kane is a really bad movie.
I mean, you know,
it
does have a giant
really?
Plot hole.
It hasn't aged well.
The Citizen Kane is considered the greatest film ever made, right? Not by me.
It's also got a giant plot hole, though.
Rosebud?
Yeah.
We'll see that. You're going to spoil it?
Well, it's got a plot hole in that Kane completely dies alone. So no one can know what his last words were.
Right.
And that's the point of the movie is that.
And the whole point
like,
of the movie. So
mean?
Yeah. Apparently, they pointed out to Hitchcock. A critic pointed that out to Hitchcock, and Hitchcock was like, "Please don't write that."
Yeah.
Hitchcock.
Citizen Kane is a Hitchcock movie, isn't it?
No. Actually, the guy who made the film was named
Orson Welles.
Oh, Welles. Sorry, I get them mixed up.
I sit here with a bunch of com people.
No.
And suddenly it says Hitchcock, and everybody's
sorry,
like,
sorry, Orson Welles.
I'm like, I don't
come
know
on.
What you're talking about.
They were both balding, fat, white guys.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Credit.
Wow. Wow.
So Orson Welles, yeah.
Yes.
What did
Hitchcock have to say about the film?
Said, please don't print
why
that.
Are you he's talking like, to
no,
me about actually, this?
Hitchcock said, please write that about the film.
I just said, who are you and why are you in my house?
Why are you talking to me about Citizen Kane? That's an Orson Welles movie, you idiot.
Moron.
But yeah, it is a plot hole. Write that down.
Okay. It's not my favorite film of all time.
No, not at all.
Not
but
even
it
close.
Is considered. No, the best film of all time is Avengers.
Oh my God. No, it's
you
the black and
well
white cut of Logan.
No.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
Yes.
The
in comparison, you may as well.
No, Avengers is fantastic.
Yeah. On the scale of great movies, Avengers is closer to Baywatch than it is to greatness.
No.
Oh yeah.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
This is the guy who led the revolt that Hitchcock directed.
Yes.
What do I know about films? Yeah, you know what
listen.
I know? I know who made Citizen Kane.
I haven't seen Citizen Kane, but I know who made it.
I watched it. I have sat and watched Citizen Kane.
I've watched it as well. I might have missed where it said directed by.
Right at the beginning?
Yeah. Well, that's where the giant plot hole
is. Yeah, he was too
What
was
happened
too
is that it said directed by, and then the giant plot hole opened and sucked that right in there.
It's like a giant sinkhole.
It's a giant plot sinkhole. Yes.
What was this podcast about?
Speaking of
ocean
plot sinkholes,
pictures.
Speaking of plot sinkholes, it was about pirates and Baywatch
and Mission Impossible.
So it seems we've come to at the end of our voyage.
Possibly.
Oh,
it's time to disembark.
A ship
drop
is
anchor.
I think you drop anchor and then disembark. It's really hard to disembark without being anchored from a boat.
Not necessarily.
It's not. It's not ideal.
Is the boat on fire?
The boat.
It's not ideal.
There you go. It's on fire. It's been beached.
That's not really referred to as a disembarking so much as an evacuation.
A fire.
So yes.
Given these two films,
perhaps it's the point to evacuate.
I'm saying, given these two films, maybe evacuation's a good idea.
Yes, we should do it before we get too waterlogged.
I was going to say waterlogged.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why would why would it be waterlogged?
I don't know. Bogged down in the water.
Capsized.
Ooh, capsized is good.
This entire episode would be the definition of capsized.
At pretty much the point at which the podcast capsized.
Yes. Yeah.
And when it was keel-hauled.
Keel-hauled, yeah.
Walking the plank.
Dan's
I was just
going to
go walking
the
plank.
Yarr.
Shoot me timbers.
Will you please wrap this up?
The Jolly Roger.
I think that's what we're doing.
I think we just pulled a Jolly Roger.
I don't want to say pulled a Jolly Roger. That sounds
like a rough giraffe.
That sounds like a rough giraffe. Yes,
now
it does.
We're into uncharted waters.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I still got him.
The depths to which you will sink.
These puns are lost at sea.
Oh, it's like buried treasure is what these puns are.
Well done, sir. Thank
you. Please, can I go home?
Wait, we finally agree.
And you wonder?
Wait, you're literally clapping like a seal.
And you wonder? You wonder why Colin
ball on my nose.
Won't answer any emails. You wonder.
That's a mystery. So thanks for listening.